Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
There's an old saying that I just love. It explains when one goes crazy, I mean really crazy. Today, this one fits the United States of America, whose cheese has slipped off its cracker. Hence my thoughts today on a very important issue that if we don't get our blankety blank together, we won't have to wait for Armageddon to arrive. It'll be the Chinese. According to the U.S. News and World Report, there have been close to 30 million acres of farmland owned by foreign companies, which a number that has tripled over the last 20-some-odd years. Crazy? Best believe it, China is the biggest buyer, snapping up America's farmland as fast as they can. They've expanded their presence in American agriculture, buying pork processing giant food plants like Smithfield. As near back as 2020, Chinese owners controlled close to 192,000 acres in our country, worth $1.9 billion, including farmland, ranching, and forestry. This, again, reported by the U.S. Ag Department. People who know a lot more about this than me or anyone listening to this show probably knows that the goal of China's Communist Party is to basically invest in agriculture and gain greater control over oilseed and grain products and to create policies, and this is a quote, to support facilities, equipment, and input for agricultural production and to create a large multinational grain trading conglomerate. The breadth and depth of the reality of all this means that the revenues that they produce do not pass through the American commodities market, but rather go straight through to China's very own distribution channels and directly to their homeland. Oh, and China isn't the only one participating in this debacle. Canada, Netherlands, Germany, and the UK, Italy, along with France, own some 15 million-odd acres of farmland combined. Interestingly, China controls over 100 American farms. Some are even near the top-secret military installations in our country. A great American former Vice President Mike Pence discussed this concern in a recent speech, saying, quote, "Americans cannot allow China to control our food supply," and added this caveat to Sleepy Joe, "Please, farm subsidies should be the least of our concerns about the sale of U.S. assets to foreign-owned farmers. There is a bill by Representative Dan Newhouse that would block any new agricultural purchase by companies that are wholly or partially controlled by the Chinese government, and would bar Chinese owners from tapping into federal support for programs. Please look this up with one of your representatives today and get their take on it. Two things come to mind when I think of my opening words today, and I believe he said it, a fine commie, Mr. Lenin, the capitalists will see the rope with which we will hang them. At the end of the day, we'll be buying our cheese from the Russians and the crackers from China. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.